It's like November in September.
Absentee ballots are in the mail.
So let the voting begin.
When they begin, the begin.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
If recent history is any guide, about a quarter of Michigan voters will vote using an absentee ballot.
Even though some will probably have to lie to do it.
Because not everyone can legally cast an absentee ballot in Michigan.
If you're 60 years old or older, or unable to vote without someone's help,
you can vote absentee.
If you are in jail awaiting trial, or you are a poll worker at a different precinct than your own,
you can vote absentee.
Going to be out of town on election day, or just can't make it to the polls because of a religious obligation,
go ahead, vote absentee.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you have to show up at the polls on election day.
Now, we know as absentee voting becomes more popular, some people simply make up a reason. So the question then, why not change the law?
Other states have made absentee voting easier. Three states conduct their entire elections with mail-in or drop-off ballots. It's called convenience balloting. In Michigan, it's called no reason absentee voting, an absentee ballot for any registered voter who wants one.
And Democrats here in Michigan, in the legislature, they're all about this.
They are. Democrats are all about making voting easier. Dems typically do better when turnout is higher.
While Republicans have typically favored more restrictive voting rules, but some R's are coming on board.
Governor Rick Snyder, Secretary of State Ruth Johnson among them.
Republican State Representative Lisa Lyons chairs the House Elections Committee. She says there is no reason not to allow no reason absentee voting.
Providing voters the ability to vote absentee without having to provide a reason isn't pro-Republican. It's not pro-Democrat. That's a pro-voter issue. And as more and more of our voters are casting ballots via absentee, I think we need to make sure we're doing everything we can in setting forth policy that makes them not have to lie if they don't fall within those six reasons that we allow for absentee voting. It makes good common sense.
But there is still a critical mass of Republican leaders saying not yet. Count State Senate Majority Leader Arlen Meekoff among them. He says more absentee voting could lead to more cheating.
It has to be secure. That's the biggest part that I think us Senate Republicans are worried about. It has to be secure.
Now, what it would take to satisfy Republican leaders that absentee voting would be secure, we don't know.
But even with Michigan's conditional absentee voting, we know it will be decisive.
Like we said, roughly one in four votes cast in Michigan will probably be absentee.
The absentee voter in 2016 will be a big deal, and the campaigns are very aware of that.
Mm-hmm. So they will keep track of who requests an absentee ballot.
It's public record.
Those voters will get mailings, maybe a phone call, maybe even someone knocking on their door. Campaigns might also make use of voter profile data that's kept by the political parties to make the pitches more personal.
Right, a targeted persuasion campaign that will last until that absentee ballot is turned in.
So if you're starved for attention, absentee voting may be for you.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.